driving. We're doing okay considering. We're celebrating that not only was there no fatalities, there was no injuries, period. And that's pretty remarkable if you saw some of the damage that was here.
The news reports that I've been reading said something like 75%, and Mayor said I think 90% of the town was affected one way or another.
Yeah, I think about 90% have damage in some way. You know, 75% are probably have major damage to a good number of the houses. Most of the majority of the houses are really not livable at the moment.
What was Sunday like today for the Thurman Church community?
Our church building is damaged as well, so we did not actually, we didn't hold worship services this morning. But what we did is I spent the morning checking in on parishioners. So I have three whose houses have been destroyed. But then this afternoon, we gathered with the whole community and did a prayer service at 4 o'clock today. We coordinated with a lot of other people, volunteers. We believe we had almost 900 volunteers in this little town today, which is really quite remarkable. You know, a lot of our folks haven't been in to see the church yet, but we're going to have an adjuster in here in the next day or two. But we suspect that it has pretty substantial damage, so we're not sure at this point if we'll be able to repair it or if we'll have to do something different.
I was reading in the Des Moines Register online, I guess, where you spoke with one of the reporters, and not only are the windows out and some siding out, but one of the major walls is bowed out as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's going to be that's kind of what we think may push us over the edge, is the wall behind the altar is separated from the ceiling and is bowed outward. My board chair happens to be a contractor. He and I were taking a look at it today, and he said, I just don't think that, you know, we're going to be able to put this back into usable shape for, you know, any kind of reasonable amount of money. In addition to the bow and the water damage got into the plaster, so you got plaster falling down from the ceilings and the walls. But we're dealing with that. But, you know, one of the great things is, you know, we lived out our slogan, so open hearts, open minds, open doors. And about 3 years ago, we had a discussion amongst our leadership about whether or not we should be locking our church doors. And we decided that, no, we're a community church. Open to our community, and we're not going to lock our doors. Well, today that decision may have saved lives, because a family, a mom, dad, and three kids rode out the storm in the basement of our church because they lived in a modular home. And if they would have found those doors locked, they quite literally, we would have been looking at casualties. There's no doubt. We're grateful that they found their way into the church and were able to ride out the storm there. So
sounds like you then, as you say, have absolutely lived out your faith vision and has been life-giving.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And, you know, if we do have to rebuild, you know, we will probably likely build the United Methodist Community Center. So we're not going to be building a church that just belongs to its members. We'll be building a building that belongs to its entire community, if that's the direction that we end up going, because that really is the mission that we claim and that the congregation claims. We are the only church in town. Beyond city government, we're the only organization in town. I believe we have a pretty vital role there.
How's the psyche or the morale of people in Thurman 24 hours post-storm?
You know, at the moment, people are doing pretty decent. I was up there last night, and there was lots of shock, lots of, you know, even the decision-makers, you know, like the mayor, you know, his house was destroyed, his mother's house was destroyed. You know, we have several of our city council people have their houses are destroyed, and so we're gathered around that room trying to make decisions for the future of the community. You know, when those folks are, you know, personally affected, and I could tell, normally very sharp, on top of it folks were just kind of in a stupor, and so it really did take a while, you know, for some of those decisions to get made, you know, that they would have made in a heartbeat in other circumstances. So there was some of that initial shock. You know, today everybody was busy. There were, we believe, about 900 volunteers that came into this little town. There was lots of help, lots of people, lots of activities, and spirits were pretty high. My real hunch is that probably the middle of the end of this week, we're going to really kind of hit the dumps again as, you know, a good chunk of our volunteers go home, and we're really kind of left to start surveying the, you know, the damage and start picking up the pieces from there. You know, but all in all, we are celebrating. We're grateful. We did a prayer service today. We talked about being grateful that that no lives were lost. I have two parishioners, husband and wife, that went to run outside into their storm cellar right when the storm hit. They ran back into their modular home, were headed to the bathroom because they thought that was the safest place in the house, and the bathroom disappeared. So they dove into a hall closet, and the only thing left of that house pretty much that's undamaged is that hall closet. another parishioner, they lost their house completely in a fire 3 years ago, and now they suffered pretty substantial loss from the tornado, and they are going to have to rebuild it again. That's pretty tough for that particular family as well.
You said earlier there are three families in church who had lost the homes totally at this point?
Yeah, there's three families whose homes are gone that we know of that are active members of the congregation. And then again, because we're the only church in town, there's a lot of people in the community who claim us as a church, even if we don't see them very often, because we're the only, we're a church in the community.
Looking ahead over the next 3, 4, 5 days, requests would you make of people in the annual conference who were concerned about you, who were holding you and your faith community in prayer this morning? What message would you like to get out, and what are some of the needs that you'd like to have known?
Well, I think you've already mentioned the first one. That's to continue to lift our community up in prayer. I know that United Methodists are doing that. I also know that we'll quite likely be needing some response teams in the next days and weeks. And so I've been in contact already with some of the response coordinators to the districts. And we'll be getting some teams to come in. But we also have a fair bit of people who struggle greatly financially within the Sturman community. And so my hunch is that we're going to have some uninsured folks who have taken on substantial damage. I don't know that for a fact yet, but that's my hunch. So we probably are going to need some, some financial contributions to help these folks get some sense of normality back in their lives as we move forward. But beyond that, prayers, work teams, and finances is kind of what we need right at this very moment. So we had several United Methodists that were there today, many United Methodists from Shenandoah, from Council Bluffs, from here in Sydney, from other parts of the county, from Nebraska. Methodists came over from Nebraska. So we had a great turnout today. It was good to see United Methodists and a whole bunch of other people pitch in today.
We'll keep you in prayer. I guess we all hope that there will be folks from the conference, the extended United Methodist family, who will help buoy your spirits when they begin to flag, as you were talking about.
Well, I'm sure they'll do that. And Brian was with me for a good 4 hours this afternoon, so he was able to get a good firsthand look around the community and around the church, and was there for a prayer service this afternoon. And so he's been there with us. And Ed is going to come down. Our field outreach minister is coming down on Thursday, so I'll be showing Ed around then. And hopefully, by then we'll be able to get a sense of, what real work do we need to do now. So, we'll take it one day at a time. That's about all we can do.